things will be perfect. And we're going. We're off.
Welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. Isolation number 12757, episode recording live. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Wood, and my very good friend,
Mrs. Berry. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. I hope that you're okay.
I am tickety-boo, Mrs. Wood, and do you want to know why?
Double check that this is recording.
Yes, it's recording.
Okay. Tickety-boo, go.
I'm tickety-boo because I had 12 hours sleep.
That's great.
I went to bed at 8:30. And the only reason I went at 8:30 and not 7:30 was because my family mocked me when at 7:30 I was like, I'm going to bed. And they were like, it's 7:30. And I went, are you sure? It feels like 9.
But, oh, yeah. My God. I can't believe how long these days are.
Oh, and because of course, it's not daylight saving anymore. I just hit 5 o'clock and I'm like, right, dinner.
I know.
And so dinner's done. And so because we're so used to eating between like 7 and 8, by the time it's all over, I seriously think it's about 9:30, and it's like 7 o'clock. So I went to bed at 8:30. I woke up at midnight because my children were still up and gaming and were so loud. So I went and yelled at them, and Felix was upstairs gaming so loud, and so I had it from both, like above and below.
Ugh.
And I so I got up and I yelled at them, and then I went back to bed, and then I woke up at 8:30 this morning.
That's terrific.
Can you, like, oh, my God.
I'm really worried about when these kids go back to school because I don't know what time mine go to bed.
No, I know.
Because I go to bed, like, 9 o'clock.
Yes, yes. Well, I think going to bed at 9 o'clock, I love going to bed at 9 o'clock. I feel like it's actually, like, a treat. It's self-love. That's what it is.
Hot shower, straight to bed.
Done.
God, we are so bored. But I was very excited last night to have the Goodmans over.
Oh, you had people.
Had people. All very sensibly well-behaved and just laughing at, like, because I had some photo albums out that I'd been looking at, and so there was a travel album that we'd done, and they'd done a similar trip. So we just started sharing stories about travel and like, Mrs. Goodman.
Oh, my God. It's like you had a slide night.
It was so fun. And, you know, the more wine that was consumed, the more outrageous the stories got. And it was just like chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah.
It was so nourishing.
Yeah.
It was just like, and watching Mr. Wu, like, roll around on the ground, slapping his legs with laughter, with tears falling down his face. It was just great. So they'll put something up on Twitter saying, oh, it was so lovely. And, of course, like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, oh, just
no, no, damn you.
Because the boss said I was allowed to have two people over.
I know.
And I had two people over.
I'm telling you, my friend, like, my Mrs. Goodman, which is Mrs. Yateman, and Mrs. Cork and I, if we are not getting together tonight or tomorrow, there is going to be blood, because the plan was that we were going to get together in Mrs. Yateman's converted garage, which is a unit, and her hubby has a coffee van with a slushy machine. That
he turns the famous margarita slushies.
The margarita slushies. And that just the three of us are in the lean-to.
You make sure that gets done.
It has to get done. Oh, my God. Because can I just say, hang on, I've just got to try and I'm just going to find the date. Talk amongst yourselves. Just going to look up because it is currently
2nd of May.
The 2nd of May. And the last my period was meant to start sometime around the 22nd of April.
Oh, you still haven't done it.
So it's 44 days.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I have been premenstrual for a good 3 months. Like, and then I'm just, but this is what my cycle now seems to do. It just arrives and I go, oh, here it is. And it's all fine and I'm really not that terrible of a human at all. Or it's like this where I have to expend so much energy not killing anyone.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, but also when I'm getting my period, I have really bad quality sleep.
Yeah.
And so that's why last night's 12 hours was so nice, because I have just not had, I have not had that for a week and a half.
Pregnant.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. The hot flush baby.
We could make some money out of the hot flush baby.
Oh, I'm sure we could. She'd be Scout if she was a girl.
Scout. I would be a girl. And then we could monetize that baby. Mm.
Oh, imagine. She better be cute.
No, you wouldn't be able to call it Scout. We'd have to, like, sell the rights, the naming rights. So it might end up being called Mitsubishi.
Poise.
Kellogg's.
Poise. Oh, my God. Mum, why am I named after a, you know, mature age woman's nappy? Because I don't know. I don't know. We thought it just sounded so pretty.
Depends. We needed the income.
Hey, how was your week? What'd you get up to?
Monday was an absolute fucking shit show. Like, aww. As I opened my eyes, I just went, nah, I'm out, no interest. So I had a real bad day on Monday, and I think that coincided with it was grey and drizzly as well.
Yeah.
So Monday was no good, and it's sort of gotten better every day since. So we started low and finished high. What about you?
Mine was pretty okay, actually, I think. Like, just, you know how they all meld into one now?
Yeah.
Yesterday was day 30 of working from home.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I feel like that's 6 weeks. That's quite a landmark.
Are you missing your colleagues?
Yes. Yeah. But we do a team, like, across all the mag, like, three mags. We do a team thing on Tuesdays, and yep. Then I probably do a Zoom with my publisher and my journo every other day, and then I talk to my publisher every day, so that's okay. But it's just, I do draw a lot of energy off other people, so, and when the other people are your children, that's a different kind of energy.
Yeah, I was, the dog's about to go mad because I can see someone's here. Get me out of here, honestly. I was talking to my younger sister, Jess, who is a writer, sort of self-employed, like writes scripts for television shows and things like that.
Yeah.
And she said, how's your creativity going? I said, it's gone. I said, it's gone. Don't have any.
Yes.
She goes, everyone I know, because she's got scripts, so she gets written the storyline and she has to write scripts. So it's not she's creating the content from scratch. She has what's going to happen to Toady. I don't even know if he's still on it. Neighbours or something like that. Yeah, but I just like, no, I just have lost it, and it's fine. I'm not going to panic because it'll come back.
Yeah,
but she said that a lot of the creative people are just, they're going, yeah, no, I haven't got anything. Like advertising, marketing, everyone's just like, I don't know.
Oh, can I share, though, with you, there's a campaign that's out at the moment that's come from Arnott's, which I'm very excited about, because basically every week until the ISO rules are relaxed completely.
I don't think you're going with this. It's great. Yep.
They're releasing a recipe for one of their iconic biscuits that's, you know, been adapted so that the home cook can make it. And so they did Monte Carlo's last week. They released the Scotch Finger yesterday. So I'm gearing up. I'm going to make both, like, this weekend.
Oh, I'd be interested in the Monte Carlo, not those other ones. They just suck you dry.
What a buttery shortbread.
Yeah, no, but it's...
Yeah, I like how it sort of mats in your mouth. I like that.
And you have to scrape it off your tongue, off the top of your mouth, and then suck it out from your teeth.
everyone can just go to foodanddrinkbusiness.com.au and just search Arnott's and you'll find them.
Yeah, and then I'll end up with
that's a little bit of self-promotion.
pulling out a filling, and I'll have to get some dental surgery.
Oh, God. Do you know my dental stuff is still sitting there because I just went back to him before all this ISO stuff happened.
Oh, same.
And so now, oh, yeah, of course, all of your root canal and...
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that's just...
Just sitting there under a temporary filling.
Yeah. Well, I'm still sitting here with, you know, half a implant in my mouth.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Just a screw. No, it's been like that for years.
And how's ISO eating going for you?
I seem to either be absolutely fine and just eat like a normal human, or I am just like, oh, there's someone in the background that's not yours.
Okay.
Hi, you're not supposed to be here, remember? No, it's a friend of Harry's.
And then there are other days where I'm fairly convinced we're about to head into a world famine and therefore must eat absolutely everything that is a foodstuff that I can actually lay my hands on.
I think between this time and last week, my body started to shut down. Because of my ill eating habit, like really, really bad eating habits, like, you know, Chico's for lunch and Twisties for dinner, and like my body started to hurt a little bit. So now I've put myself back on this week. It's like more of a diet of things that have been grown from the ground. My pooper hole is saying, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm on this thing. Shush. They can't. There's no door. That's been an improvement, and I'm feeling a lot better for it.
Yes, too. I'm quite sure your colon and your lower intestines are just going, oh, thank God.
Like last night we were Chinese, and I just like ordered like leafy green vegetables and just chowed down on a bowl of those.
We were going to do we were actually, because I've found I have located a decent like Chinese place on the northern takeaway Chinese place on the northern beaches.
Yes.
And we were going to do that last night, and then I forgot, and I made something that was really good, and now I can't remember what it was.
Well, make sure you do that tonight then.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you want some exciting news?
Yes, please.
There's a 5-bedroom terrace currently for sale in Surry Hills.
Yep.
And because I have a permanent setup, like realestate.com.au search, and for a 4-bedroom plus place in, you know, the inner city.
Yep.
Anyway, this place came up. It is in, like, it is smack bang in the middle of Surry Hills. It would be 4 minutes walk to work. I mean, it's insane. And we're sitting there and I'm looking at it and, you know, the boys sort of see that it's on my screen and they come around. And because I'd said to Rob, look at this, it's 5 bedrooms. It's on the corner of Crown and Albion. It's perfect spot, blah, blah. And, you know, it's only 2.45. Like, that is a bargain in that spot.
Bargain.
And it's quite livable. Like, it's perfectly livable. Like, it's not, you know, how some of those have been boarding houses and they're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then we all sort of, you know, did the whole dream and the boys were working out, you know, saying, would you stay at Bally or would you move to like, you know, one of the Sydney boys or something, not Sydney grandma, but Sydney boys or something. Anyway, and then I just sent Rob a text, even though he was right next to me, and said, you know, if we bought something, we could put tenants in it and still pay it off, like pay it off as if we were paying it off, but then also get the rent and then, you know, we've got something. And he went, oh, my God. And so now we're just like, now we're in the zone. Now we're like, right, we've got to save a deposit. How quickly can we save a deposit? Right, what are we going to buy first? Where are we going to buy it? Okay, right, that's not the dream place. That's just, you know. So, yeah. So, if you know, like, and then Rob was like, you need to talk to Kate. She's got a brain for this stuff.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I think that is a far too big a mortgage to start.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. Like, no, we're not.
Having a small part of that,
can you imagine? Can you imagine? Hi, I'm a first homeowner. And, I want a $2.5 million house. No. Yeah. No, we'd start with a unit.
Well, I would. This must be fascinating to our listeners, but I'll just quickly dive in with my opinion. I would just not be buying anything at the moment. I would just be waiting to see what's going to happen over the next 12 months. And then I would probably look at somewhere in Potts Point for a big Art Deco 3-bedroom unit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to take us at least 2 years to get the deposit. So
that's what I'm looking for. That's my next project purchase. There's an Art Deco apartment in Potts Point.
Okay. Oh, my God. Let's get, like, let's find two. Like, and then when we're old.
Yes.
We can just live across the corridor from each other.
That would be.
How good would that be?
Yeah. And I'll be onto my third or fourth husband by then.
Oh, you talk such a good game. So, yeah, so look at – so I'm telling you all this because, look, you can be 47 and still just be growing up, just be coming to the realization that probably a lot of you came to when you were 25 and having your – and yeah, you're buying a house, whereas I had a kid with a mongey chromosome.
Well, I bought my first house when I was a youngster and I paid $170 for it.
Wow.
Three bedrooms. Yeah.
Three bedrooms, $174.
$170.
My God.
I know. And then Mr. Wigan, I used to go to auctions like 10 years later. We'd laugh because like a two-bedroom semi in Crow's Nest would go for $450 and we'd go, idiots.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is because we like that's back in the late 1990s and basically you could work it out that a bedroom was $50,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a three-bedroom place is about $150,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Bored now.
Yeah, so boring. My God, we're talking about Sydney real estate. Sorry, everyone.
God, we tipped.
But, you know, if people, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that's that then.
Can I tell you what I've been involved in?
Yes.
Well, I've just been learning about and watching a lot of TikTok. Do you know about TikTok?
Yes, I know about TikTok. And you know that you and I knowing about TikTok is the death knell for TikTok.
I know because they've been talking about TikTok for such a long time around here and doing TikToks and like things that have been like purchased because some famous TikToker has got it on their wall so it has to go on Jack's wall. And so now that I've got time, I've been going, oh, I'm going to look at TikTok. And it disturbs me.
Really?
Yes, like girls in eating disorder wards doing dances and in psych wards and like it's
Your algorithm is very different from what I get there.
I just clicked on something somewhere because I don't know how to get out of it now, but some of it's really funny. And then you've just seen all these old birds joining it now because they're just would like us. And I'm like, and my kids are like, please don't join. I said, I promise you I will never, ever put up a video. So I said, that's a young person's game. I'm happy to admit that. But when you just see the older people on it, it's just like, dude, really? You're going to make – so uncool.
Yeah, I know. It's just like as soon as you got like, you know, as soon as you start getting any human like our age,
particularly and then you've got all, like the people like Guy Sebastian and all those sort of celebrities who have got no work on.
Oh, yeah.
They're all getting onto it now because they're still trying to like I could imagine that it would be terrifying trying to be relevant in this world that changes so quickly. One day you're in, the next day you're out. But
yeah,
TikTokers like make a fortune from doing it. But they're all 12 to
30. Yeah.
It's disgusting. You don't be going on the TikTok, please.
Oh, who's that out there? Oh, so Mum came down last night and asked Rob to that today she was going to fertilise the lawn and if he could go out and do the aeration.
So I came home and saw her doing that, so then I basically waylaid Jasper.
Yes.
Do I go?
Oh. So Rob has got Jasper out there doing it. Jasper has been in peak teenage bad mood. Like, I can't tell you. It is... like just, you know, when it just,
oh yeah,
it just, it emanates out of their entire being. It's like an aura of just mood, you know. And I actually cornered him. Actually, this is something I wanted to tell you about. So I've had a point. Hang on. I'm very parched. I need a drink. Hang on.
Okay.
I know I'm focusing.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so I'm just going to tell you that.
Sit down.
I've had the experience this week with three of my children. Oscar is driving me to a point of I'm just so demented. But anyway. So the others where I have just wanted to rip them a new one. Like, you know, when you just, they just reach that point and you're just like, they just need it. They just need a good, you know, just absolute ripping into them. And then when I've actually gone to do it,
I've just done the complete opposite. Like, I've just sat down next to them, and like, so Jasper, he's just being an asshole to Grover, and just so mouthy, and anyway, and so, and I was just going to go to him, can you just stop being a fucking asshole? Like, just shut it. And instead I just went up to him and I went, you know, you seem really crumpled. Are you okay? What's going on? And just got this whole thing out of him of just like, he's just so, you know, just being stuck in this house is just getting him down. And it was like, oh my God, like, wow. And then I did a similar thing with Grover. And he was exactly, because I was just, he has just been, to get him off the computer is, and gaming is basically the equivalent of trying to get an ice addict to, you know, come off ice. And same thing, I just wanted to go, no, that's it, it's gone, done, not going to happen. I just knew, this is a long game, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And then I dragged everyone out for their flu shot on Thursday. And Felix, when I sort of told Felix about it the other day, he sort of said something about, oh, why do I have to have it? Or, you know, what's the point? Or I better just. And I was preoccupied and I was busy and I just, you know, I just went, what? No, look, I don't know. Look, we're just getting it, all right? Just yeah. And then sort of, and then, you know, as I say, Barb-mobiled, I should say mum-mobiled, everyone out of the house on Thursday afternoon, and he was in a mood about it and just being a dick. Anyway, so I was so cranky, and then he'd wanted whatever it was for dinner, and I'd busted a gut to get it made before he had to go to work, and then he just didn't even eat it. And he's like, I've got to go to work. So Rob was like, okay, I'll take him. And I picked him up, and it was fucking, you know, he finished at midnight, and instead he came out at 12:45 in the morning.
What would he have been doing?
Oh, they were stacking shelves, like shelves are stacking at Woolies. Right. And then one guy hadn't turned up and, you know, blah, blah. Anyway, so I said to him, do you want to talk about today? And he went, and we just had this, he was like, I don't really know how to say it and I don't really know, you know. And I said, well, there's no wrong, like it's how you feel. So just, you know, just say how, what was going on. And so he just sort of told me where he was at and why he'd sort of been like that. And one of the reasons was that when we all go out together, it really triggers his anxiety because of when he was a lot younger, like a teenager, and we'd go out all together and it would always be just so stressful and something, it would all go to shit.
Yep.
Because of course I'm thinking, in my head I was thinking, yeah, but that's because you were an asshole. Like, and you would bait and torment your brothers to a point that that's what would happen. Like, you were the sort of the reason that it went to shit. And anyway, so we kept talking about it. And then I said to him, oh, I'm sorry that you're, you know, traumatized by that when you were a young, you know. And he said to me, he goes, well, he said to me, thank you. Rob just bought me a fancy drink. I'll show you in a minute. And then he said to me, that's okay. I know that I was one of the main like constituents. We just had this amazing chat about it when I really just wanted to go like fucking hell, Felix.
It doesn't work in the end.
It doesn't work. But God, it takes it's just, you know, I'm not saying this to say, oh, look at me, look at how what a quality parent I am. Because every single one of them, I had the intention of just going and going, stop being a fucking asshole.
Oh, in my dreams, I smack them. But I can never get a good contact. You know, it never really works.
Oh, so it's just so dissatisfying.
I know.
Anyway, when we got home, we pulled into the driveway and he just went, I'm really glad we talked about this. Thanks, Mum. I was like, oh, my God. Okay.
You go all right, though, I must admit. I know that a lot of our listeners are not going all right.
Oh, my God. And really, who can blame them? Hey, before we talk about that, this.
What's that? That looks like some sort of ginger.
Oh, fuck, it's strong. I can't drink it.
Is it?
It made me this beautiful drink and I've just gone, oh, God, so strong.
It's called an Amalfi spritz. So it's made with limoncello and prosecco.
Oh god, that would just bounce off my stomach.
So, you know, because I only have, like, I have a gin and tonic maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
So this is quite outlandish. And it's not for me.
No, especially if you haven't eaten anything. Oh.
No, I made everyone, we had a big, like, well, not big, I made everyone an egg and bacon roll for lunch today.
I had cheese and toasted sandwiches on Turkish and it was so good.
Oh.
Okay, here's my tip.
Yes, yes.
Turkish sandwiches, put your fillings in with cheese, put it in the microwave for a minute, right?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. Then get your sandwich press out, spray it with oil, get it as hot as Hades, and then put toasty in. And so the outside becomes seared and crispy, but it's very hard to cook an even toasty thick bread. So that's my tip to you today.
That is genius. And you are the sandwich queen.
I am the sandwich queen.
Yes. Hey, so shout out to all our listeners who are having a pretty horror
time. Especially those with little kids. Like, I really feel you.
I know. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you, what my highlight of the week was. I snuck out for all of an hour and I went to Kmart and I just sort of did one of those wander around Kmart sort of shops, you know, where you just
buy random shit you don't need.
Well, no, I got some, as you'll see here, I just got really plain black long sleeve tees that you can just layer. Yes, Mrs. Luke, I am layering.
Thank you.
I now feel cold. I don't know, the great gut ache of 2020, if that's what its job was to do, it has succeeded.
Yes, thermostat.
Yes. So I got a couple of those and then I picked up myself a pair of winter jammies.
Nice.
So I've got like, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited about a pair of jammies.
Flannels with like teddy bears on them or some shit like that.
No, because
that's what Kmart does.
No, they had some really cool. So they've got like, I'll show you right here. Do you know what I thought I might do? Look.
Oh, they're cute.
And then the top is just the sort of matching blue.
Yeah.
Just long sleeve top, but it's bamboo.
Yeah, so nice.
Oh, so you don't nice.
Found in your own sweat.
Yeah. I mean, not that I sleep in them, but it's just to wear around the house.
Yeah.
I don't understand how anyone sleeps in clothes.
Oh, I can't stand sleeping in the nude. I cannot stand it.
I don't understand. Don't you just get so hot when you're wearing all those clothes?
No.
And don't the clothes all wrap around you and get twisted and...
No.
Wow. You and I must sleep very differently.
I think we do. Do you know what I bought? Nothing. I bought nothing all year. I joined that challenge.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
And now I don't really want to buy anything.
Gee, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I've got enough shit, really.
Yeah.
And I should be sort of like, you know, Mother's Day's coming up, so I'll buy from a local business then for my mum and my mother-in-law. But I've just really changed the way that I would consume shit. It's been quite good in that sense.
Is Mother's Day tomorrow or is it next week?
This week.
It's next week, okay. I've actually got presents already. I am amazed at myself.
Look at you go.
I got them from Babymac, from Add to Cart.
Oh, how much do you love that shop?
Oh my God. I just like so much. I just ping Beth all the time and go, will that go with that?
Lucy and her have just got such a gift for just putting together awesome shit.
They do. They do. So yes, I have bought so much from them this year. And it feels so nice. It feels so nice buying from a little business that's just giving it a red hot go and at that just doing so well at it.
Yeah, no, talk about well-timed.
Yes. Okay, there was something else. Oh, so one of our – I'm just going to find it. One of our
– Listeners,
how do you find the chats?
No, I don't know.
That when people have sent you one but they're not like – Oh, maybe I need to go into Facebook to do those ones. Anyway, one of our listeners whose name is – oh, no, I didn't write it in my notes. I just wrote the – what?
The well, just give us the gist.
She does a charity. Oh, I might need to do it on my
– this is riveting.
Shush. Oh, from Karen Livingston. He's one of our bamboo flushes. So she works for a charity called Women Can, which is doing a Mother's Day campaign, asking for people to donate big or small to celebrate their mums on Mother's Day. Women Can supports the research of Australia-New Zealand Gynecological Oncology Group, whose research is focused on clinical trials and pioneering new discoveries so women can live longer after being diagnosed with a gynae cancer. 6,500 women every year. That's a weird sentence. But basically I think 6,500 women are diagnosed with a gynae cancer every year. And as you can imagine, many of the associated issues of which menopause and early menopause is of concern. And then, and she's actually asking if we wouldn't mind a post talking about the campaign. No, that'll be fine. That's Karen, it's fine.
And thank you for asking.
Yes. So, yeah. So that's something to look it up. So when it's Women Can and it's women, all one word, and then capital C-A-N. So I really like that. I really like the idea of us supporting things like that. That, you know, so yeah, good chat. Right. Okay. What was the favourite thing you cooked this week?
I cooked a very good toaster sandwich today. Yeah, no, I can't remember. It all sort of rolled into one, and just that whole thing of dinner is just doing my fucking head in, because I'd make the stupid mistake of asking, what would you like for dinner? And then I hate that. So I'm just going to start cooking what I feel like eating, and if they don't eat it, then that's not my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go. Yeah. I just did some roast chooks on last Sunday night, and they were so good. I don't know why they were as good as they were, but they were amazing. And I wanted to do those glass bottom potatoes like Annabelle yep. Crab does, and I've never been able to get the bottoms like that glassy the way they're meant to be. And I put out
– I cooked the bejesus out of them.
I foolishly put a thing out on the Insta just going, what am I doing wrong? And I felt like I got 3,000 people telling me how to make like roast potatoes. And I mean, it made me sound like such a fucking prima donna, but it was like, guys, know how to make roast potatoes. I want the crunchy bottom ones. Anyway, yes, you cook the fucking bejesus out of them. They were in the oven for about 2 hours.
Yeah, but they're worth it.
Yeah, they were bloody good.
Oh, and you received a new appliance this week, Kim. Tell us all about it.
Wait, what?
A new appliance.
I've got a dead body closet, a dead body storage unit on my back veranda.
I can't believe you've got a deep freezer on your veranda.
Yep.
That is peak Bogan.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I said to I said to someone that I feel like I'm a hair's whisker from having a car up on blocks.
Yeah. A couple of crossbreed mongrel dogs sort of on chains at the back fence. That's how I grew up. So I know about these things.
You know about it. You're there.
I know about it.
I'm going to show you. Hey, this is – oh, that's what I was going to say before. You know what? Because I've got the video recordings of this as well as the audio, we could totally do a Patreon thing where we put up these videos.
Oh, God, don't say that now because, like, I think I've been picking my nose. And
no, you haven't. So this is now the background, right?
I look like I'm half dead.
So look, this is the background. We moved the table over there. Like, this is – look at my plants.
I can't see you because you've got yourself on free.
Yeah, but can't you see? I'm showing you the back. There's a deep freezer. Can you see?
I can't see anything. I can just see you lying in bed.
What? Still?
Yeah.
I was frozen. It hasn't caught up.
Told you that.
Yeah. I haven't been lying up there on the bed for ages.
I know.
Yeah. Well, now I was down here showing you my deep freeze. And guess what we've done as well? Because it does get some afternoon sun on it. And it is the afternoon. And it is also, it is outside. I mean, it's undercover, but it's outside. And we live near the beach. So it needs to be protected because it's my precious. Is we've got some of those reflective those reflective things that you put on the inside of your mirror.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, God. You need to get an aviary of budgies and you're done.
That is so true, actually.
You're done.
That is exactly what I need. Here, I'm going to take a photo of it. All right, and I'm going to send it to you.
Mrs. Goodman couldn't believe that you could get through life to this point with that many children and not have a deep freeze.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Goodman. That is true. It is very true.
She has a drinks fridge. She's got like an outside fridge and then she's got a regular fridge.
Yeah.
That is the level of fridgedom that you
have. Yes. Well, now I've got the dead body closet and I've got a bar fridge and I've got a big double door fridge.
Cheers.
Oh, I didn't like it. It's not bubbly enough and it's too strong.
Well, the recipe was actually one shot of Prosecco and one and a half shots of lemon. I was like, that's too much. So I just did it 1-1.
Yeah.
I went to put soda water in and the soda water exploded on me. I'm like, fuck you, soda water. It's just going to be Prosecco and limoncello. So you can try putting more Prosecco in it.
No. Just to see it.
No.
And we're going to move on to the questions this week. I'm going to read them out because I've got them in front of me.
Oh, you're very clever.
Lisa asks, one word to describe your lockdown experience? Mine is unity. Our family is more united than ever, and I suspect we might be rare.
Wait, you need to say that again because Grover was just...
Grover, piss off.
...talking to me.
Mm-hmm. One word to describe your lockdown experience. Mine is unity. Our family is more united than ever, and I suspect we might be rare.
Oh, no, that's us too. That really is us. We're just, everyone is just such a tight unit. It's quite lovely. Even though, you know, the boys do get frazzled and sick of each other.
I'm the opposite. I can't wait for this to over. I'm just like on a knife's edge the whole entire time. Carlouise, Mrs. Berry, what recipe can't you cook? What is your
I don't cook things that are pretty, you know, like fancy decorations on cake or things that need a light hand. I can't do that sort of stuff. You know, I mean, let's not forget the decade of penis cakes. That technically were, you know, rockets.
Yeah.
It's a lot more Prosecco.
Rob just bought me a bucket of Prosecco.
Sonia asked, when will Victorians get to emerge from our bunkers? I don't know. You just have to check. It's all different from different states. I know that Queensland they're having a party this weekend, but you just got to check.
Yeah. And I do actually think that Daniel Andrews did a really good job in Victoria when it all sort of first started to happen. But that might be, you know, there might be very different attitudes or opinions.
And, you know, even today,
in the state.
Even today there was an outbreak in a meat processing eight. So, you know, you've just got to be sensible, I suppose.
Oh, was there? Where was that at?
In Victoria. You should know about that, darling.
I do know. I need to know about that.
Okay, Belinda, advice needed. This is a beauty. How to politely tell your boss that the word they should be using is repository, not suppository.
Oh, you just have to do it with a joke. It'd be painful. I think you mean, you know, repository. It'd be very painful to be doing that if you're inserting it into your anus.
I would probably just email him the definition, the Webster definition dictionary.
No, that's too passive. Hey, do you know that my brother was on Sale of the Century? And I think he won for two nights in a row, And then he got knocked out in the last, like when he got knocked out, it was in Fast Money because he said it was, it was the Texas book suppository, not the Texas book
depository.
Yes. And then he just got so, he got so distracted by it that he just,
I would scream and run off the stage.
Yeah.
Kirsten asks, and this is going to contain the C word, I have nothing, but my kids are cunts. Yes, I saw cunts. Judge away. P.S. I'm one day off my period and I can't believe I birthed such entitled shits, raised them by myself. I just need to bleed. I've been to that point too many a time and I've done the same thing, but they're going through it as well and we've just got to all take a big deep breath, retreat to your room, do some deep breathing and realise that this is hard for them as well because we understand a little bit more than them as well, but I totally get you.
Oh, look, but I get that whole, you know, that rage that you get about how entitled they are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
One of them just came up to me with a sign saying, what's for dinner? And I'm like, you knew I was going to be podcasting. I'm not. Yes. You say that I can't be distracted. Oh, like, you know what I mean? It's just like everything can stop because my needs are more important than anyone else's.
That is it. Like, no, this cannot, there's no concept in their head that this could possibly wait. Like, for another 5 minutes or, you know, this has to be answered right now.
Yeah.
And that was what Grover was. Grover was at me because he wanted to ask if he could make himself a hamburger. I'm like, what the f-? Like, just, like, what? You need to ask me.
So, Sonia wanted to say thanks. This group is so supportive and I was overwhelmed with love last week when I seriously lost my shit. So, thank you.
Aw.
You are welcome. Yeah. Christina, it was freaking awesome to go for a drive today within a 50-kilometre radius. Now I understand. Dog, I literally wound down the window and stuck my head outside. I hope everyone is healthy and safe this long weekend. Is it a long weekend? No, healthy and safe this weekend. Oh, my God, I totally get you.
Window down, head out, taking all the smells.
My husband has been, this is from Jackie, my husband has been buying this two for $20 wine at vintage cellars and hell, it's giving me a tummy grief, aching and bloated. I love my wine, but he's a pretty decent old Shiraz himself, but let's talk booze bloat. It's a new thing for me. Stop with the wine. Just give the wine a rest for a while. Honestly, you can have too much wine. Have a vodka lime and soda with heaps of fresh lime. Lots of ice, sip it slowly. Wine is so acidic anyway. So
I wonder if the drops that you can put in it, because I bought some of the drops that you can buy at the bottle shop.
They deal with
the sulfides that are in it.
Yeah. I'd rather not drink than drink revolting drink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I wonder if that might help. But really, I mean, now I know I can't drink wine or beer without just hot flush central.
Yeah.
So, and also she's drinking cheap wine.
Yeah, you know, cheap wine's always going to get you.
Just don't drink cheap wine. That's Donna. The thing.
Donna asks, is anyone else over the insensitive Mother's Day dialogue already? It's all about people who can't see their mother or children due to COVID. No consideration for people impacted by distance, alienation or death, regardless of the virus.
Oh, look, I have real struggles with this stuff because there's always going to be someone who is hurt or left out or impacted by these big, commercial, Valentine's Day, but your partner died of cancer or was killed. It's just going to happen. And I think when you're dealing with these events on such a huge scale, you just have to, you just got to pull yourself back because otherwise everything that's on is going to have a caveat. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, I can't believe I'm not going to see you. Let's give a shout out to all of those who aren't going to see them because they're, it's too much.
Yeah, and I think if you feel that way, just step away. It's just a day. It was invented by a woman who lost her mother, and then Hallmark ran with the idea, and it really is just such crap, honestly. I hate Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. Rona, the dreams. Oh, the weird fucking dreams. Stop. I'm not a good sleeper. I love sleep, but these wire dreams are all kind of fucked. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yours have been next level.
And I was telling Mrs. Goodman last night, I've backed off the booze this week and amped up the leafy greens, and my weird dreams have stopped.
Well, that says something, doesn't it?
Yeah. But mine were just like, you know, I was at the butcher's with Jim from Neighbours. We bought a chicken, but it was a tadurken. Like, it was like, so real.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, apparently, Rona, you're not the only one. There is, like, a huge, huge amount of people now talking about their weird-ass dreams.
Next.
Kate Walker. How do I cope when everyone else's world has stopped spinning, but mine is spiralling out of control? I work in aged care and have been doing many extra shifts plus full-time uni online and trying to school a 9-year-old from home. Harvey is a bloody godsend and picks up the slack, but he's also working 13-hour days, 5 days a week. Once all this craziness is over, I reckon essential worker needs a month's holiday. Yeah, absolutely. Paid.
Yeah. I know that the CEO of Woolworths this week said that all of their staff, I'm presuming all of their permanent staff, not the casuals, I don't know, will actually be getting a bonus this year because of everything, like just how hard they've been working and what they've been putting up and what they've been putting up with.
And they've also got 300% profit on where they should be this financial year, so they deserve that.
Yeah.
Okay, Anne says 58, 59 in a month. Shit. Righto, that was a shock to count. Anyway, I am just hot a lot. I thought it was a fever, but no. No other gory stuff, but the body heat is awful. Nothing to ask. It's pajama days. I'm just being a slack person for once. It feels naughty and strange. Okay, Anne, bamboo is your friend. It's hot. Don't try and avoid caffeine, spicy foods, all the good fun stuff, booze.
So that's been the third thing for me. So you know how I can't do wine and caffeine or alcohol and caffeine, except alcohol in very small amounts and seemingly not beer and wine, is sugar. So if I have sugar in the form of like chocolate, then I will hot flush within an hour or two.
And chocolate also has a lot of caffeine in it as well.
Oh, they see. There you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, diet.
Patty finally bit the bullet and shaved her legs for the first time in 15 years.
Who did?
Patty.
Patty. Does this what mean on earth? What beauty parlor?
Well, she would be in my – well, she asked, does this mean beauty parlors will reopen next week? She would be in my camp that we're both waxers. And
oh, I see. Right. It wasn't that she had just had, you know, not partaken in –
no, she's not an animal. But, so she's shaved. I almost
shaved. Plenty of women don't shave their legs because they just, you know, don't want to. It's not like because they're an animal.
I know.
Okay.
Stand having unshaved legs. I cannot stand it. I can't stand the feel of it.
Rightio. Where are you going? Oh, yes.
Yeah, which I probably should have noticed half an hour ago when I was in there last.
I'm going to get in trouble now, aren't I, from the hair and makeup monsters. But anyway, that's my opinion.
No, if you don't like it, then you don't like it.
Yes.
Fine.
But I'm desperate to get mine waxed. Mine are, like, quite hairy and thick. Patty, they'll probably be open tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, ladies, calling on your collective experience, how to tell an absolutely lovely, hardworking person that their work attire is simply not up to standard. This is her first year in the role, and I'm firmly of the belief that silence about the matter just reinforces that what she is wearing is acceptable. But I don't want to destroy her confidence, such a fine line. Any advice would be appreciated. I just watched that episode of 30 Rock where Liz Lemon had to school that lovely blonde girl on her outfits. What would you do, Kim?
Well, I need more context. How old is this person? What is the role? What is it about her outfit that you find inappropriate?
Yeah, I think that without, like, you know, if you're in a creative role or a retail role, or it kind of differs from
yeah.
But
just because it makes you feel uncomfortable or you don't think it's acceptable, doesn't mean it's not acceptable.
Well, you know, and if you're working for a larger corporation, there would be a work attire policy.
There would be, yes.
So if you wanted to go down that route, are you this person's in charge? Are you this person's manager? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's not in here. If you want to ping us an email, you probably answer that through Kirsty.
We can revisit it.
Okay, this is one
what
that
you
I
do?
Die. Am I being a am I actually really being a bitch, or is it ISO sensitivity? Husband is getting cross with me every day for saying things I say or the way I say it. Pretty sure my words and tones haven't changed over the 13 years that we've been together. Okay. We're just getting irritated at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
absolutely normal. And you need to be able to say to him, Di, like, it's only irritating you because you're getting it more than normal.
Well, I think you actually need to just have a like I've been doing with the boys, that instead of actually losing your shit, you actually, you know, sort of go, what's going on here? Are you just, you know, frustrated that you can't go out? How can we manage this better? Like, are you going to go out for a run or a walk or a, you know, like,
but I don't like the way that he's getting cross with you.
No.
That's a bit.
No, that's completely, that's not cool. Because, you know, I can't imagine that, you know, I don't know, butter wouldn't melt in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure there's a million things that shit him off about you, but you're just a grown-up and know how to deal with that.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's it from us this week, Kim.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. That shot by very, very quickly. Yeah. I've got nothing to look forward to. What about you?
I don't think I've got much either, actually.
Okay, so maybe we should be focusing next week on things that we can look forward to. As the country starts to open up over the next few weeks, I want you to start thinking about, what are you going to do for you? I'm going to wax myself from head to toe and get my nails done because that makes me feel better.
Fantastic. I am going to make some home versions of Monte Carlos and Scotch Fingers. And I've done my menu plan for the next week that I'm actually excited about.
Well, isn't it funny how our lives have changed by bat soup virus?
Yes.
Anyway, well, you take care out there. Thank you so much for listening. We've got a whole heap of people trying to join the group, but we're just sort of slowing it down at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a lot of time to go in there and check it out the whole time.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Oscar. Bye, everyone. As we like to say,
just keep plucking. Bye.
Bye.